Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this evening, or probably late morning or early afternoon stateside, we're joined with Laurie Livingston, who is an entrepreneur and a fashion guru of her own line, T-Boy Chic, as well as a model and an actress. Well, could she be anything less from LA, California, I suppose? great to have you on my podcast, Laurie. And how are you doing today? You okay?
Oh, great to be here, Mike. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. You're like such a ball of energy. I'm trying to keep up with you.
That's probably unusual for you because you've got a lot of energy too. So, you know, probably other people are trying to keep up with you usually, I guess.
Exactly. Yes.
I can tell. I can see you. So yes, it's been amazing connecting with you on Clubhouse and getting to find out about what you do, etc. And you just told me before we started recording a little bit of good news. So tell everyone a little bit about who you are, what you do, obviously in a bit more detail because I've given the headlines, and then a little bit about your great news that you got coming up.
Well, thank you. I'm a professional model. I've been modeling for over 20 years. I've been with every high fashion designer possible. I've modeled in Paris. I've modeled in London. So I did spend some time over in London area. I loved it there. And I came back to the States and finished. So I did Paris Fashion Week. I've done New York Fashion Week. I've done all the big top designers like Valentino, I modeled for him, and Zhang Toy, and Naeem Khan, Bajli Mishka, you know, a lot of big powerhouse names. Iman, supermodel Iman, I modeled for her for a long time. I was here in the States also on QVC, HSN. I even did QVC London.
Did you? Well done.
Yes, I did QVC London one time. So I've basically been modeling for a long time. And I just kind of segued out. I'm still a model now, but it's not, you know, the primary goal anymore. And I segued into my own clothing line, which is T-Boy Chic, which means tomboy chic, because I am a tomboy, but I am very much a girl. And, you know, I love the mixture of the two. You know, I think a lot of times in our fashion world, we try to make us one or the other. Even in our society, we try to make women one or the other. And I feel like, why? You know, let's just be who you are. You know, some days I don't feel like doing my hair. You know, some days I could care less if my nails are broken, you know, and some days I want to be that total girl, you know, so I like the mixture and hence my clothing line came about. And I came back to the States and I became a professional actress. I'm a SAG actress in Hollywood. And in Hollywood, you kind of have to be a jack of all trades a little bit. I think, you know, I think it's kind of required of you. They're going to pull it out of you some way or another. You kind of have to know everything. And if you can't, you got to know how to fake it very well. But I'm here in Hollywood and I'm a SAG actor. I was on, I was in a couple movies. I did Captain Marvel. I did a couple other TV shows. I did Rosewood. I did Grey's Anatomy and a couple other TV shows here in Hollywood. But my biggest thing, my biggest surprise is WandaVision. I am officially in the Marvel world now. Marvel brought me back and I got a guest starring part on the show. And my episode will come up a little bit later in the season, but I will be sure to let you know so that you can let everyone know. But I'm so excited about that. I mean, like, I am such a Marvel geek, and I hear you are too.
Yeah, I love Marvel. I love all of the superhero films and TV programs and stuff because they're sort of like escapism.
Yes. And you know, it's so funny because being there, I'm such a huge Marvel fan, and being there, I thought it was going to be very pretentious. You know, I didn't know what to expect. And it's like they're literally kind of living in that world. Like they've created it to where you kind of are living in that world. It was the best experience on the planet, you know? So I'm like, I want more, but I can't say what my character was, but I will say it is a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a good role. It's a good part.
Yes.
Definitely. Well, whenever you got information or anything you want to share about that, tag me in. I'm hashtag Mike Armstrong on all social media, or just search for Mike Armstrong. You should find me, especially if you type in Mike Armstrong UK. But connect with me on everything. Tag me in on anything, and I will share it. The cows come home, we call it in the UK. We'll just share it. Because I love helping people. I love, you know, at the end of the day, if I can help you spotlight this amazing moment in your life, it'll lead to another amazing moment in your life. And, you know, I'm all about helping people at the end of the day. So I know how it works at the end of the day. It's about being right place at the right time. You never know who's watching. You never know who's looking. And
true.
You never know if you help someone out. If you help enough people out, then you'll eventually be helped out yourself to get to whatever you want to get to. So that's my sort of mindset. And the way I look at it is what goes around comes around. You know, the universe is very good at looking after people who look after other people. So, you know, so yeah, I love it on Clubhouse, and you know, that's been amazing. It's great to meet you on there. What is your sorts of feedback and finding on it so far?
It's been like therapy a little bit, you know, like it's a way to kind of connect with people such as yourself. I never would have met you otherwise, you know, how else would I have seen you, you know? It was a way to connect with great people, but it gave me a chance to really speak. Like what I was saying in that moment, you know, being a professional model, we're seen, but we're not heard, you know? And many times, even in the fashion or in the acting world, same thing. Like, how would I have actually been able to connect with you, you know? Otherwise, unless we had physically met each other. So to me, this is like a brilliant idea. You know, it's given people, normal people, an opportunity to connect with anyone, anywhere in the world, you know? It would behoove you to use this opportunity wisely, you know, and just connect and such as this, you know, voila, here I am with you. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to drop a bomb on you in a minute, and you're going to be I think pleasantly surprised. Yeah, so I'm going to drop a bomb on you. Okay, so I used to I used to be a sales and marketing director. I used to be a sales and marketing director for a fast growth corporate company, okay, called Credit Safe. They're a credit reference agency. And I used to run the key accounts department, and we used to deal with all the 10 million plus turnover businesses all around the UK, okay? So I'm pretty good at sales and marketing, say, yeah? Pretty good. I took on a sales team of 7 people and turned it into a department of 17 people. And when I took it on, it was $300,000 target. When I finished, it was a 5.7 million target, 1.7 million new business, and 4 million in the pot of renewals over the 8 years, yeah? So that's pretty good growth. I think you'd probably agree. It's actually 20 times growth, which is double what Grant Cardone is, and most people think he's insane. But yeah. So I'm pretty astute at sales management. I actually maintained my position of one of the 2 top best sellers, which I was for 2 years before I took on the management. I was one of the 2 top sellers. And I maintained that position for 8 years whilst running the sales teams. I was like a player manager. Yeah. I was like the director and the actor at the same time, doing both roles. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty experienced at sales. So that's good. That's useful information. But where does that benefit you? Well, for 5 years, I also managed my own Swarovski crystal shoe and handbag business. And we basically, it was with my ex-wife. And I basically had a deal lined up with Debenhams to sell online in their occasion wear. And if it sold well in that place, it would have sold, they would have put it on all their dot domains, .de and .fr and all of that. So yes. I had that lined up, but we needed to spend some money on a technical development with our website, because it needed to be a real-time stock ordering system. Because the way we were selling it without the Debenhams deal was just selling the deals, packing it ourselves and posting it off, like, you know? So basically, I've been in the ladies' apparel and fashion business for 5 years, right?
Wow.
That was 8 years ago before my divorce, right? I've got some accounts and contacts and information and stuff which I've done nothing with since in 8 years, yeah? Because I've been busy growing a digital marketing agency and networking, becoming a speaker. So all sorts of other stuff, like, yeah. But I've got a lot of knowledge which I gained in 5 years. I also was about to sell our shoes online with a couple of TOWIE stars. So a couple of TOWIE stars. So I needed a development with our website to go to Debenhams. And I needed, TOWIE is the only way is Essex. It's a reality TV program in England with a lot of like high profile females and males. And a lot of them have their own shops. And I done a deal with the management company to actually for them all to sell our products on their site. But they did next-day delivery, which means we needed to buy a load of stock to stick in their stock room so they could deliver the product. I had that deal lined up as well. But I just, both of them needed investment. And the global credit crunch had just happened. And we didn't have the money to do it because, you know, the cost went up. But, you know, it was just a tough time. I'm able to do deals like that. And then obviously, if you've got the funding, you can pull them off. So what I'm saying to you is I've got quite a lot of experience about how to grow a fashion and an apparel business, as well as just how to grow any business. You obviously got a fashion business, yeah, and you're in the ladies' apparel sector. And what I'm extending to you is an offer of help and support and knowledge and information, anything I can do really to help you, because I love your personality. I love what you stand for. And I just think, like, if I can help, why not help? So that's what I'm extending to you.
Wow, that's a bombshell. Boom. Thank you. Wow, that is incredible. I should be interviewing you.
Well, maybe one day, maybe next week or another time or whatever. If you've got a platform, I'll stand on it. Don't you worry about that. I'm on a mission to get myself as known as possible on the planet. So, you know, and I'm a clever digital marketer. So if you research me on the internet, you'll see that I'm making my way through the internet, you know, slowly. I'm standing on a platform I can stand on. So I'm not bothered by, you know, how big it is, how many numbers there are, who's there. I don't care about anything like that. All I care about is that I'm reaching out to more and more and more people, and I'm helping them and I'm serving them. And that's all I care about. It doesn't matter how many are there. But obviously my mission is to get onto massive platforms, because then I can help multiple people at the same time. It's efficient, but, you know, it's an efficient way of helping.
Yes, we're going to have to call it the Mike Armstrong effect.
Yes, well, you know, yes, definitely. And I created a happiness formula, which I'm going to do now in Clubhouse. I'm going to set up a room. And what I want is the happiness formula, which is called SMART, to spread around the world to replace the coronavirus. So I want a virus of happiness.
This is amazing. Like, I love what you're doing. Like, this right here, this, everything you just said is exactly what Clubhouse is standing for right now. Of course, they have their negative whatever, but we just don't go into those. But people like myself, people like your followers, people that are listening to you, they need like what you're offering. You give people a platform to speak their truth, to show who they are. You know, it's so unbiased. How else will we be able to do this? How else will we be able to connect with you, meet with a person like yourself on another platform in another way? You know, this pandemic in so many ways was the best thing to happen to us. You know, yes, it was very negative. I just lost a family member. You know, it's been devastating, but it's caused us to be able to connect with people that we otherwise would never have been able to.
I know. It's amazing. It's just truly revolutionary. You know, you imagine this pandemic happening pre the internet.
Exactly.
It would have been a completely different thing. Then I'd have been in prison. I'd have been locked down. You know. Oh, but now I've been opened up.
Yes. So I am grateful. I'm grateful for this opportunity, the show, everything. So everything you're doing, honestly, I commend you for it. You are bigger than I think you're realizing. I know you know you're pretty, but I think you're bigger than you realize, and you're helping people.
I have the ability to be as big as I choose to be, as I dream I can be, because you're only really restricted by your own limitations and your own mind. And I don't allow myself to be limited by any limitations or my own mind. If you think big and you dream big and you act big, you'll be big. And that's my mission. And yes, thank you for your kind words and your support. And yes, and just for being just awesome, really. Thank you for your awesomeness, because I can feel it, and I understand it, and I get it, and that's why I want to help you in whatever way I can to achieve your goals, because, you know, I believe massively in achieving my goals by helping other people get whatever they need in life.
That's so awesome. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. I'm like blown away by this, by this whole situation. Who had known? Okay. I think randomly. Oh, Jill. I was friends with Jill. One of my friends, she led me in there. So for all you listeners, pay attention to your friends, because they could lead you to pretty amazing people. Yeah. It could be some great.
Well, brilliant. Thank you for that. And I guess you probably got quite a wide range of T-Boy Chic products, do you?
I do. I have sweatshirts, which I wasn't prepared to have to show you this, but I guess I will, because I was just doing some logo videos. But I have this line, which is, like I said, this is for the women. So whenever you see the kiss mark on it, that's always for the girls, you know, unless you like kissing. Unless you like kissing. You
know, I'm pretty sure I know some men who would wear that the kiss marks too.
Yes. Now, if you give me a second, I'll step aside. I'll show you some of the men's as well.
Okay.
But these are for the men. It was unisex, so I try to make sure for everybody. So the unisex logo, as you will see, does not have a kiss. Okay. It just has just the, and I come in red, black, and white.
Would you like me to be an ambassador for your brand?
I would absolutely love that. I would love that. I think right now, I think men think it's just for women, and that's fine, but it is for men as well, because it's a tomboy. So tomboys can relate to both men and women. Yeah, so I want men to understand.
I'll happily wear something, if you like, and wear it a lot on my podcast episodes, on my YouTube videos, in my selfies. I'll happily tag you in and link you in and all of that sort of stuff. So if you want to, we can arrange that as soon as we finish this. I can give you my details and I'll happily be an ambassador. And actually, I'll happily encourage you to find influencers to be ambassadors for your brand. I don't know if you do that at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. So what I would need is your size and your favorite color, what color you would like. And I can get that forwarded to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the shocking pink.
The red?
It's red. Is it? It looked like it was pink. Oh, yeah, red. Yeah, go for that. Yeah. Why not? Because I'm a Welsh dragon. It looks a bit pinky from the colour that I'm looking at there. It might be because you're on a pink chair and the light's coming through the window. But, it looked a bit more like pink. I thought, well, yeah, that will do. Because social media starts standing out. So if it was my fashion taste, I would probably pick the black one. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is for marketing and this is for standing out. So let's go full in, like, you know. So when I'll wear it a lot is Wales are playing rugby soon. Okay. And I like to go to town. I like to go to town when the place is full and get involved in the atmosphere, et cetera, right? So obviously Wales, all the supporters wear red. So what I'll do is I'll go out around town, et cetera, wearing the red thing. But it's the fullest it ever is.
That would be awesome.
Selfies and some pictures and all sorts and really sort of, and then if people, actually, have you got business cards or anything like that? Or how do people, you know, like, do you have a flyer or anything in real world stuff?
I have a website. I have my own website, which is basically my modeling career, but I have connected my site to T-Boy, which is sold online. So I've connected together, and that way people can connect and go and they can order directly themselves and it goes straight to them. So basically everything is just all connected to my social media.
Yeah, so what I would recommend you do is obviously have your own business cards. I guess you probably have got them, but you should also get like affiliate business cards, etc., and send some with your items so that when so their fans, your early adopters are fans, get them to stick them in their wallet. And then when people say, oh, I love that shirt, where'd you get it from? And to pop out a card, a little flyer with a discount on, first time buy,
Okay, I got that. I will definitely set that up for you. What we did right now was we put these shirts specifically on sale on the site. So we drastically reduced the price because I want to get this specific shirt into the hands of as many people as possible. So we took the price down as of last night and decided to basically make these shirts as affordable as possible right now. So that the name get out. It's just like a kind of like a promotion that we're doing for right now.
Would you have you thought of and have you done yet? Yeah, what I would do in your position is I would be taking those shirts and giving them to all my model friends, all my actress friends. Have you done all of that?
I have some people in mind. I modeled for, you might be familiar with her. I worked with Eve. She's married to Mr. Gumball. in London. They're in London, as a matter of fact. And she was here in the States. She was on the show in CBS, The Talk, and I was her body double or her stand-in, basically what we call it. And yeah. I worked with her. So definitely one of the ones I'm working on. I do have some influencers that are definitely purchased and they're speaking very well and advertising and showing off my work. So it's mm-hmm. getting out there. So nice little buzz, but yeah. your information is like over the top stuff that I need right now. So thank you.
Yeah, well, I got some influencers who obviously we're all connected with at the moment on Clubhouse and stuff. So, mm-hmm. you know, and what you should set up is an affiliate reseller partnership, etc. Not just a one level one to influencers, but one with a super influencer level or like a, you know, so you have like a super reseller who attracts influencers or resellers of a layered approach. Yeah. Okay. Now and then people like me can get other influencers on. And then I make a little bit, they make whatever they make, I make a little bit of one of those. And if you get a load of super influencers and super connectors, and all of a sudden you've got a network marketing structure, basically, of layers. Yeah.
Huh.
The more brand advocates you got and salespeople and people who can help you get your product out there, the better.
Mm-hmm. I never heard about that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I will definitely please tell me more about that after the show so I can set that up. I have a good team of people and they've been awesome helping me to get everything set up. We really kind of, well, actually the show, the line was branded 8 years ago. So T-Boy, she's now 8 years old. She's 8 years old. And I started it back in 2013 and I had to kind of put it down because of some health issues with my son, which I did mention on Clubhouse when my son had cancer. Uh-huh. And so he's much healthy now. Everything is better. And of course the quarantine kind of just helped me to settle down, sit down long enough to bring it back.
Good.
I'm so excited just to hear people mention it and just, you know, that it's alive. Like I have tangible, you know, sweatshirts and t-shirts. Like this is such a big deal. So I'm really just kind of getting this off the ground, but it's such a great start. It is such a great start.
Do something which we worked out really, really well with us, Ross and Crystal Shoes and Handbags, right? Is packaging. Like ladies especially love packaging, yeah? So have you gone high end on the packaging?
We have a company, and what they're doing so far is they can add the business card. So thank you for mentioning that. And I will definitely get them on that. They're just putting mostly just the logo on the bag so far. And I thought that was really cute, but you're absolutely right. Like I love to see all the frilly little things. Like I love to feel like I got something. So it's really at this point up to me to go ahead and now customize that. Because initially it was just a package bag with the logo on the front.
Yeah. So, okay. So something else which we did, which worked really, really well as well. Okay. Is we sold gift certificates because men like to buy women presents sometimes and vice versa, but they don't always know what they want. So you give them like a scroll, basically we used to do. It was a bit like a certificate, which we'd roll up with a ribbon around it, and that would be the present. It'd be a scroll with a ribbon around. It'd be a gift voucher for like £50 or £100 or £200 or £250. So we had different price points ones, literally just pieces of paper, and we'd sell them as Christmas gifts, Valentine's Day gifts, anniversary gifts, birthday gifts. So people could, rather than worrying about whether they're going to get it right or wrong, they just buy the voucher. We actually have had people who bought the voucher and never claimed the gifts.
Oh, wow. Now, I was actually going to ask you about that. Do you think giveaways, how do you feel about giveaways?
So giving products away, if you give them to the right people, influencers and that sort of thing's good. Plus also, if you can do a competition for a couple of weeks on social media and give your prizes away, and that's great advertising. And what you do is or you could do massive. You could say like anyone who wins this get 80% off or something, right? Yeah. So then you know that they're willing to pay 20%, right? So you can say 80% off the winner, and you've marked it for a long time, and then you get everyone to do sort of like a tag someone in, share it, whatever. They've got to do three things to enter the competition. And then what you do then is you give the one to people for 80% off, the winner of the prize, and then all the other people who enter the competition, you tell them that they can have 20% off.
Ah, okay, that's brilliant. Because that's what I'm looking at next. I want to do giveaways. I want to do like competitions, like, you know, however many people tag someone. I see a lot of people, social media, they, okay, if you tag this many friends, you can win a, you know, if we select, you can win, you know, a free shirt or something like that. So I definitely want to look into that. I just wanted to make sure I did it to where it was beneficial and not just giving, you know, haphazardly. I wanted to make sure it works. So thank you. That actually is brilliant. I didn't think about that.
And here's another idea for you as well. Swarovski crystal diamonds and stuff, right? They do sell, right? Yes. So so what I would do is I would create, like you know, your toy, your T-boy chic and your lips or whatever, yeah?
I was thinking that, yes.
I'd probably put, right, either diamonds around the lips, right? Or even red crystals around the lips, yeah? Make it like a blingy version. Yeah. And what you want to do is you want to give it to someone high profile in LA who's going to wear it on a red carpet for an award show, a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar, something like that. Yeah. So I'm a strategist, Lucy, and I have a million strategies. And if you try all of these different strategies, one of them will blow up. Yeah. And the key to sales and marketing is trying everything and measuring what works and what don't. And then doing more of the stuff that works and less of the stuff that don't. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I can sit here all day for the next, you know, 8 hours probably coming up with ideas and strategies, because that's what I do.
Well, actually, you just gave me a brilliant idea, which we were thinking anyway, to just do the next wave, because right now we have several brackets. Of course, this bracket is the logo, and then you saw some of the other options as well. And now one of the options is just the kiss. So now you just gave me a brilliant idea to make that bling it out with crystals, and of course get an influencer, which I have Eve. I can have her wear it.
And that also something else which I would do as well is I'd probably get iPhone covers.
Yes, I do have phone covers. Yes.
Okay, that's good. So what you want is people who can enter your product, your marketplace at any price point, and then you can funnel them up, having everything. So, you know, little key ring that they can put on their keys. Yeah. You can get them done at branded promotional merchandise companies. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you something else which you could get. You can create those T-shirts in mini size for babies, because everyone takes pictures of cute babies in T-shirts. I would do a onesie or a baby grow, right? So that mum and daughter can wear the same fashion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then the other thing which I would do, this is what football clubs did, right? They make a little imitation of their shirt with like a sticker on it, and put it in their cars.
Wow. I hadn't even thought about that. Now the babies one, babies are big because everyone's having children now, because these are the
marketing all around the web, on Facebook, everywhere shared. Yeah.
Yes. There are all these quarantine babies. This is like the perfect time to do it now. So thank you. Definitely add that on. And I'm sorry about the football one. That's interesting.
Yeah, so you get someone in China, right, to make up a T-shirt with, which is just a white T-shirt shaped with your logo on, yeah? You get a load of companies in China to make it. They cost next to nothing. You put them in with the T-shirts as a gift, a free gift with every purchase, yeah? And you also give them to fans and sell them on your website as a separate product, like a Fiverr or whatever it may be. Then people will see in their windows and in their cars and stuff. They're advertising for you everywhere.
I'm going to have to re-watch this. I'm going to have to rewatch this whole thing, because you're like dropping so many nuggets. I'm just like, wait. This is brilliant. Oh my God. I'm dropping big bombs
all over the place.
You dropped all kinds of bombs all over the place. Thank you.
I said you might have something. I said I might have something you might be interested in, or I might be able to help you in some way. And you know,
massively. I was not ready.
It's just like if I wanted to enter the modeling world, which you know I probably could still do. You know, especially if I get back to exercising twice a day. So at the moment, I'd have to be a bit of a curvy model world, like you know. But you know.
Yeah.
Once I've done my 75-day challenge, which I'm doing again soon, I'll be back into, you know, just big boy clothing. I'm never going to be a stick thin, because that's not me. I'm more a frontline defensive player than the quarterback, like, you know. So if I was to enter the world of modeling, you know, which, you know, is conceivable, and then I was to enter the world of acting, which is, you know, probably more conceivable, in fact, because I used to be a lead in light in a lot of plays when I was a kid, so I could actually pull that one off, yeah?
Yes.
If I did, I could probably have a chat with you, and you'd probably drop loads of bombs on me, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I'd tell you where to go, where not to go, who to avoid. Exactly. So, yes.
No, it's only the same thing. It's just experience at the end of the day. So I'm no better than anybody else. I'm just experienced, like, you know. So that's just the way it is, like, you know.
You are, because you're willing to share. And that's something that you don't often see, where people have your experience, your wisdom, and willing to also share it, you know.
Well, maybe so, that's a bit different, like, yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah, because everything you gave me was like, you could have put a price tag on that. You know, most people are charging to give information. And I'm like, literally like, oh my gosh, I should have been, I'm literally going to have to rewatch this. So when you start, that's me.
you haven't literally got to rewatch it anyway, because you can just pick up the phone to me anytime. I mean that when I extend, an offer of help, is I'm here to help. And I have people ring me from like 8 o'clock in the morning till midnight, like, you know what I mean? And my phone is always open. I'm always on. Most people, I don't use the phone a lot, actually. I use the phone, but I use WhatsApp or LinkedIn or now Instagram because of Clubhouse. But LinkedIn was my poison of choice before, and I still use that bastard because I'm big into B2B, which LinkedIn's still big on, but now it's Clubhouse and Instagram. The one thing I wish they'd change in Instagram is link to your LinkedIn rather than to Twitter. So if it was Instagram and LinkedIn, wow, you know, just gone up another level, like, you know. But I'm always here to help. So, you know, this is why I give you my experience, because I don't meet that many people that often in the ladies' apparel sector, because I'm a more B2B marketing, like, you know. But I've got a lot of experience in the B2C sector, and I always like to, at the end of the day, if you've learned something, then why not share it? And why not use it? That's the way I look at it, rather than it just, you know, decay and you forget it, you know, long term. So, yes, fantastic to have you on the podcast. It's been awesome, and you've been a bundle of joy and energy, and I love that. So keep up the great work. Thank you for extending the invite for being an influencer with your brand. I'd love to do that, and I just wish you all the best with everything you're doing. Keep up the triple threat. And just stay connected and stay in my life. Share whatever you want to me on your social media, and feel free to like and share any of mine. And just let's get connected and just get to know each other on a better level, really. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mike. You have a new friend here in Hollywood. She's a little black girl in Marvel.
Brilliant. Well, you know, she's my marvelous friend.
Yes. Yes, we're friends for life. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
There's nothing else There's nothing else left for me to say other than have a great day. I know I will. And thanks very much for listening. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.